You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A brief sampling, if I might, of some of the choice phrases from Fed Chair Jay Powell's, a webinar, an online Q&A, I guess, after a quick set of remarks today sponsored by the Peterson Institute. Anyway, here are some of the relevant things the chairman of the Federal Reserve had to say about this economy this morning. He said there's a possibility that there could be lasting damage, that things are both highly uncertain and they pose significant downside risks, and that fiscal policymakers, Congress that is, although they've done a lot, need to do more.
Additional fiscal support could be costly, but worth it if it helps avoid long-term damage and leaves us with a stronger recovery. This trade-off is one for our elected representatives who wield powers of taxation and spending.
Now, to be fair, Fed chairs for years have been saying the same
Kai,
thing.
This is Kimberly. Can I interject here for a minute?
Kimberly Adams, you are more than welcome to interject. Welcome to the program, by the way.
Thank you. So, I mean, you know, I cover Washington. And to be fair, Congress has done a lot of things in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. We've had multiple rounds of stimulus. And as we saw from House Democrats just yesterday, they're working on another round.
Well, yeah, but two things. Number one, the House Democrats bill probably is going nowhere because Mitch McConnell, the leader in the Senate, has as much as said so. And number two, this economy, as you know, is defenestrating in real time. And yet here we have Congress kind of going back and forth.
Although that is a great deployment of that SAT word, all pieces of legislation are originally, when they come out of such a bitterly divided Congress, going to be a wish list to some extent. But we should put this in a bit of context, because the first couple of rounds of stimulus really were, oh my good Lord, what are we going to do? Throw everything at this. Let's just try to, again, stop the economy from falling off a cliff. But we also don't know how well what we've done already is working. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi basically said that this morning on MSNBC. Look, we're still waiting on data to see how this works. And Mitch McConnell has also said, look, we need to wait and see how the reopening goes, how what we've already put out there works before we can spend any more money on this. Now, at the same time, the longer we wait, the more the economy suffers. But there is sort of a wait and see moment we seem to be in right now.
Okay, fair enough. Do you think, before we get back to our regularly scheduled programming here, do you think there's going to be another bill? I mean, is there any doubt about that?
Oh, yeah, there has to be more. And I think what we heard from Fed Chair Powell today is even more evidence of that. And everybody knows there has to be more, which means there is quite the lobbying scramble happening here in Washington because everybody wants a piece of it.
Kimberly Adams, our Washington correspondent. More from her later in the program. A planned story as opposed to this unexpected pleasure. Kimberly, thanks a lot.
No problem.
One more item from Powell this morning. The Fed is going to release a survey tomorrow, he said, showing almost 40% of those in households making less than $40,000 a year had lost a job in March. And he pointed out, as he always does, the Fed chair, that it was only in the last couple of years of the expansion that is now over that people on the lower part of that income curve started to feel any of the gains. So there's that from the Fed chair today. Should you have been looking for more evidence this economy is just weird right now, follow along with me, if you would, to the inflation indexes today. The producer price index came out this morning. Those are wholesale prices, down 1.3% in April from a month earlier. You might remember, if you were with us yesterday, that the consumer price index was down as well. Now, falling prices are great until they're not. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what to keep an eye on here.
Now, not everything is going down in price right now. If you're selling masks or hospital gowns, you can charge top dollar these days. Ditto anything that's flying off the grocery shelves. But for most items, from clothing to cigarettes to used cars, prices are going down.
This is the very definition of a fire sale situation.
Jacob Kierkegaard at the Peterson Institute says right now, people only want to buy what they absolutely need. For retailers, that's a problem.
Well, what do you do? Lower the prices very dramatically and basically give people an offer they will find it difficult to refuse.
Though, is deflation really so bad? It's hard to argue with gas under $2 a gallon. But Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says that's not a huge help.
Gas is cheaper, but people are using whatever dollars they're able to save to handle their economic shock to try to pay the rent.
For consumers who still have jobs and money in the bank, once they start to expect lower prices, they can stop spending too, says Eric Friedman at U.S. Bank.
People hold off on making purchases because they think that potentially prices will fall in the not-too-distant future,
which will make restarting the economy after the pandemic even harder. All these worries are for persistent deflation, prices falling month after month after month, says Columbia economist and former Fed governor Frederick Mishkin.
It's really not a serious problem as long as it's only very temporary.
He says the Fed stopped a brief bout of deflation during the Great Recession, and its asset purchases, low interest rates, and Main Street lending can be effective in reversing deflation again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.